Michelle Franzen. After a judge ordered Donald Trump to pay nearly $355 million in the civil fraud trial involving his family business, New York's Attorney General Letitia James, who filed the suit, tells ABC News she's prepared to seize Trump's assets if he doesn't come up with the fine.
If average New Yorkers went into a bank and submitted false documents, the government would throw the book at them. And the same should be true former president.
Trump is vowing an appeal. With just days left before South Carolina's GOP presidential primary Saturday, Nikki Haley and former President Trump are campaigning across the state. Haley trails behind Trump, but vows to stay in the race and push ahead to March's Super Tuesday races. And in Texas, authorities say they've located the body of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. She was found in the Trinity River near Highway 59, about an hour northeast of Houston. The girl vanished last week. A person is in custody. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is spring primary election day. Voters will narrow down races for local offices like school board, county board, and city council. There's a three-way primary for Milwaukee mayor. The polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have election updates on many Civic Media radio stations. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative map say they'll make elections this year more competitive. Beloit Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
These are fair maps. If Republicans win a statewide election, they're going to win a majority in the legislature. If Democrats win a statewide election, we've got a shot at a majority. That's a shot we haven't had for more than a decade.
Evers signed the new district boundaries into law yesterday, a step that effectively ends a lawsuit before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle, La Crosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. A resolution was adopted last night by the La Crosse School Board to ask district voters to consider consolidating Emerson and Spence Elementary Schools. The referendum will ask to move the two schools into a renovated Hogan Administrative Center. During last night's board meeting, it was said that it's only the first step towards addressing the district's budget issues, and additional closures or consolidation questions could be asked on a referendum. Today is the first of four elections in the state this year for some Wisconsin residents. The February primary will see a handful of municipal and county primaries across the state, including a mayoral primary in Milwaukee. There are also seven school districts asking referendum questions, totaling just over $219 million. There are no primaries in La Crosse or Monroe counties today, and no referendum questions being asked, so no ballots are being issued. Additionally, Buffalo, Pepin, Trempealeau, and Vernon counties have no countywide primaries. The National Weather Service has warm temperatures on tap the next few days, with highs reaching the mid-50s. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
The Brewers warming up in Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers getting ready for their first game in spring training when they face the Padres Saturday. The team re-signing pitcher Brandon Woodruff to a two-year deal as he recovers from surgery on his shoulder. NFL, the Packers hiring a new strength and conditioning coach. He is Aaron Hill, who's been the 49ers' assistant coach the past four seasons. College basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard met with reporters and was asked, what do you say to a team that's dropped out of the top 25? Five rankings after losing five of their last six games.
No, I think there's, you look at, we've had other teams go through it too. I don't look at, because we don't talk much when we've won five in a row or six in a row or seven of eight. And I don't worry about or talk about, oh, we've lost X number of how many, or we've won one in a row or two in a row. Let's get ready for Maryland and take it one day at a time and one game at a time.
That's the Badgers head coach, Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a low in the low 30s with a partly cloudy sky.
Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, high to the mid-50s. And around 50 degrees with some early clouds Thursday, then sun for the afternoon. Cooling to the upper 30s, but mostly sunny for Friday. Right now it's 53.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian Johnny Beaner, filmmaker John Mossman, and film activist Jeffrey Kurz. Check me out in my new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490, the talk of lacrosse. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I am your host, Dom! I'm Dom. Crudy's out on the West Coast, getting more commie-like on the California side. You know how the leftist coast is. He will join us later in the week. In the meantime, Nate and I are holding down the fort. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Got lots of things to get to in this hour. And I want to start with some good news. You know, we always kind of, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, right? So let's get some good news out there. And I know, callers, you're holding. Be patient. We'll get to you. Had lots of interesting, fun topics in the last hour. But here's one I want to get to. The good news. Governance. ABC News reporting. Harris announces $5.8 billion for water infrastructure projects. Says clean water is a right. From Washington, the Biden administration announced Tuesday that states will share $5.8 billion in federal funds for water infrastructure projects around the country, paid for by one of its key legislative victories. The new round of funding will help pay for projects nationwide, bringing the total awarded to states for water infrastructure improvements to $22 billion. The money comes from the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law that President Joe Biden signed in 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris, who traveled to Pittsburgh to make the announcement, said everyone in the U.S. should be able to have clean water. Yeah, you think? We do have some sound of the vice president. No folks want to hear more from her. I certainly do. I think she's an amazing woman. Let's hear what the VP had to say regarding driving the job growth. Cut number 74, please, Nate.
Part of the beauty of what we have all done together is these investments will create jobs. Good paying union jobs, jobs for plumbers and pipe fitters and laborers.
Yes, jobs, that's a thing. Union jobs, that's an even better thing. Every person nationwide has mentioned, hell man, we need clean water. It's a right. Cut number 8, please.
Every person in America has a right to clean water. And yet today across our nation, for far too many Americans, that right is under threat.
Yeah, it is. Went to Flint, Michigan in the 2016 cycle. I mean, talk about a mess over there. And Milwaukee, in some ways, is worse than Flint. But let's hear what the vice president had to say about the kids and the lead. Cut 9, please.
Lead is a poison. It stunts growth. It causes damage to the brain. It affects a child's ability to learn.
Yeah, not good. You think that we wouldn't want pipes with lead in them? I mean, call me crazy here, but I think that's something we should, put our money towards replacing pipes that harm children. One more from the vice president announcing this. Billions of dollars, cut number 10.
Let's think about what has been happening in the South, where even moderate flooding can overwhelm sewage systems and contaminate drinking water.
Yeah, I mean, it is not great. A little bit more from the report in ABC News. Harris said more than $200 million of the new federal funding will go to Pennsylvania, where she announced this today, one of several states that will help determine whether Biden is reelected in November. The money will go towards replacing lead pipes and aging water mains and storm drains. She said the infrastructure law includes over $50 billion to upgrade America's water infrastructure and is touted by the Biden administration as the largest investment in clean water in U.S. history. The White House said Tuesday's announcement includes $3.2 billion for what's known as the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund that can be used for upgrades to water treatment plants, water distribution and piping systems, and lead pipe replacement. Also includes $1 billion for 7 major rural water projects and $1 billion to support Great Lakes drinking water projects. Investment, clean water. I mean, these are no-brainers. This is the low-hanging fruit. And the fact that we're actually doing it, it's a bipartisan bill. And we're investing in infrastructure. That's great news all the way around. Doesn't matter if you're Republican, doesn't matter if you're Democrat, whether or not you like Kamala Harris. You know, none of our kids should be drinking out of lead-based pipes, man. I mean, this is pretty basic. So that's the good news. I'm happy that we're going through that today. Well done. Self-governance, 844-967-2789. Don't worry. We'll go talk about the Nazis later. Let's get to the Lions. In the meantime, thank you for calling 844-96-PARTY. Al from Milwaukee, you're our next. Welcome, Al. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. When you're talking about Spindell, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can.
No, when you were talking about Spindell, you said he's on the state election commission?
Yes, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, yes.
Why can't the governor remove him and anybody else who were violated the election and have criminal charges going against them? The governor should have the right to remove those people.
I'm with you, Al. I believe they're appointed, and there's a certain apportionment of appointees. There's 6, I believe, on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats, and they're appointed by different folks. Now, he could be, my understanding, he could be removed, but I think the Republicans would have to do that. And it is, Robert Spindell is one of the 10 false electors here in the state of Wisconsin. He is on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He said more recently, in the last month or two, that no one's done more for the Black community. No white man has done more for the Black community than Robert Spindell. Of course, this is after he bragged about, 20 or 30,000 less people voting in the last election. He was proud of that. That was good news for him. They love it when they can suppress the vote and get their guy, in this case, Ron Johnson, to win. I mean, when Mandela Barnes, and he was speaking at this event last night as well as Block, as well as Voces de la Frontera, folks that are invested in their communities and these communities of Black and brown color, that a guy like Robert Spindell mocks because he is not the great white hope for the Black and brown community, Spindell. In fact, your actions helped to suppress the vote in those communities. You bragged about it. Then you engaged in a nationwide conspiracy as articulated in the 60 Minutes interview with Andrew Hitt yesterday. Now, you were brought up, but you were one of those 10, Mr. Spindell. And yet you remain on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Al. I mean, I there's got to be some shame, but if you don't have any shame, I don't know what to say about the Republicans. How is this okay? I mean, you could stick any other Republican in there. You know what I mean? If you keep the guy in there, aren't you in some sense, in some way, condoning his actions? I mean, there's any number of Republicans could slide in and do the same thing that you'd want him to do without the baggage. But for some reason, there he remains. Al, it's disgusting. It's beyond the pale. The guy should be nowhere near any sort of election ever. He conspired to overturn the election, and he remains on the commission. 844-967-2789. Of all the many terrible things that the Republicans have done or continue to do or have not dealt with, that's one of them. How do you have a Republican who encourages the black and brown people of Wisconsin not to vote? Well, we're happy when that didn't happen, man. We reduced the turnout by 20,000, 30,000 votes. Woohoo! But I've done more as a white man for the black community than anybody else. And that it's just disgusting to even talk about, Al. I don't know how Republicans continue to embrace this guy, but they do. And I, at the end of the day, they all got to pay the price for it, man. He is a reflection of them. I mean, I can't, come on. If there's someone working in my organization, you know what I mean? Replace. There's no downside to replacement. Maybe it would show that, hey, you can't act like this. You can't do this unless you're endorsing it and you want that activity. You want someone like that talking that kind of trash out of both sides of the house. Oh, I'm great for the black community. I'm great for the brown community. Hey, you see, we really knocked down their turnout. That's all Ron Johnson won. You know, do they want that? Is that what they're trying to put out there? Because that's what it sure sounds like. And your lack of action is endorsement, Republicans. Thank you for the call, Al. 844-967-2789. Nick from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Hey, I guess your rant, I can't say I disagree, you know? I mean, trying to get fewer people to vote, that's a bad thing, okay? That is a bad thing. And believe it or not, most Republicans believe that. But they don't get the press, you know? The ones who don't believe that don't get the press. The ones who do believe that do get the press.
Why do you think that is, Nick? I mean, I get that, you know, as you're a conservative caller. I appreciate that. We have disagreements on things, but don't we want, shouldn't engagement, and, you know, my lack of getting my ass registered and properly ready to vote today, notwithstanding, don't we want engagement, right? We want self-governance. We want people to be involved in the outcomes. We want people to have skin in the game, and part of that is voting. And when organizations and people get out there and try to suppress that, so what, they have a better shot of winning? I mean, that's it, Nick. That's the only reason why anybody would ever try to suppress the vote is because it would help them somehow, some way.
No, I can understand that. And here's the thing that would get to me is that Democrats, it seems like they want to go for low information voters. Just vote. Just vote. Just vote D. You know, who cares what it is, you know?
Well, Nick, I'm sorry. We're going to have to cut you short. We got to head to a break, but I'm not sure that that's the case. We want people to vote. I mean, there are low information voters there's this low information people. That's just going to happen. If you're listening to this show, if you're listening to this Civic Media Network, you're not one of them. You're at least getting some information you can take to the bank. Well, there's lots of people that just go through it and pull the lever as they're told. I think that goes on all sides. But I'm with you, Nick. I think everyone should be informed. That's why we encourage everyone to listen to the Devil's Advocates. Come back to your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Albaugh, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crut.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Your calls welcome at 844-967-2789. Going back to them, Jack from the Mac, you are next. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
One moment, please. Let me try and get you off of speakerphone.
You're not putting me on hold, are you, Jack? Well, come on, man. If I hear hold music, I'm hanging up, just so you know.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
All right. Yeah, man, you're up.
All right. First thing, thanks for taking the call. And the first thing I want to say is that this so-called tax break, that it's actually going to result in a structural deficit pretty soon. And, of course, the Republicans know this. Their whole idea is to make the government not work and then blame the Democrats. The best way, I think, to use that surplus would be to use it to support daycare, because that would get more people actually working. But, of course, that's they're not interested in that. And the other way to use it would be to actually, instead of giving a welfare check of $3,000 per student to people that are doing the so-called voucher program, going to other than the public schools, actually, mm-hmm. and saying, yeah, public schools, you want more money? Sure, you can get 10% of that if you vote to raise your own taxes. Well, if they put that into the public schools, of course, that would be a huge tax break for the middle class. So that's where they should really be putting that money, and instead of setting up a structural deficit. As far as any challenge to Tammy Baldwin, we got another carpetbagger, just like Michaels, that's trying to buy an election. And that's pretty disgusting. Unfortunately, in the current climate, it is possible. And not only that, it's even legal now, thanks to the legislature, for people like that to coordinate with the dark money groups. At least from what I they changed a law to keep Walker from getting prosecuted for it.
Jack, you've been listening a long time. We appreciate it, man. A lot there. If you weren't listening in the first segment or first hour, and why weren't you? We start at 4 o'clock Central here, folks. Senate, the state of Wisconsin Republicans have put forth a $2.1 billion tax cut. We have projected about a $4 billion surplus this year. It was at one point, what, 7 or 8, down to about 4. And Governor Evers has, you know, signaled some willingness to do something. We'll see how he addresses this particular stack of bills. Received a little to moderate Democratic support prior to passing. So the structural deficit thing, no, I get that kind of thing. And we heard from, you know, the former Governor Scott Walker, as I mentioned earlier. We got $3.6 billion budget deficit. And then they'll use the language. Doesn't matter if it's true or not. And this is what really grinds me. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. Governor Walker, when he was governor, did not fix a $3.6 billion budget deficit. Those things that's not accurate, did not happen. You can look at the state financial statements, the CAFRA reports. We have cash accounting, accrual accounting. They break it down. You can look at it. Nowhere in those reports during Governor Walker's administration was there a $3.6 billion fix. Now, we fast forward to today. We have, as mentioned, a surplus, and it should go to something. Should go back to the people. Healthcare is one of them. Childcare, another one. And on top of all this, Jack, to your point, we always talk about the the expense side. Oh, we can't afford this. We won't afford that. Yada yada. Right? You always talk about the expense. The other side of the ledger is the revenue, and the revenue, as it stands right now, well, we're bringing in more than we need. Hence the surplus. But there's also replacement revenue. There's also revenue that we're not taking in. They call it opportunity cost. I think they taught me in school. What's the opportunity cost of not expanding the ACA, not expanding Medicare, Medicaid? Billions of dollars a year. Lots and lots of money. Lots and lots of money. What's the opportunity cost of not legalizing, regulating, and taxing recreational cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? Hundreds of millions of dollars every single year. Lots and lots of jobs. Lots and lots of black and brown people not getting arrested because you smell like weed. You know what I mean? Maybe some leveling out of the judicial problems we have in the state of Wisconsin and certainly around the country as well. So, I mean, there is a lot of opportunity there for revenue. They just don't want to take it because they're what? They're claimed to be held to some higher standard. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. You look back over the reign, the administration of Scott Walker. He refused the rail money. He refused the casino money. He didn't want that. Well, why? Because, of course, he had his own agenda. Governor Walker wanted to become President Walker. So he, you know, listened to a dozen or so people from Iowa who sent him a letter to not expand gambling because gambling is bad. But, you know, don't worry about the bingo, but I digress. Gambling's bad. So they didn't do that. So what are they going to do? They built the Hard Rock Cafe. I think it's in Indiana, Illinois now, man. So, you know, years later, we're finally coming around to it. But he'd be, the Republicans like Scott Walker, based on their history, be more than happy to spend the state's money on you know, building the Buck Stadium, for example, versus having it financed by somebody else. It was a deal. They're going to put the money out there. All we want is the casino. Nope, can't do that. So it's not like any of these decisions are made in a vacuum. We have to take the totality of them all. And I get, you know, going back, my memory is not great, folks. You know, when Crude is not here, sometimes some of the deets say, you know, you have to look it up. Just trust me on it, will you? Trust me. You hang out with me long enough, you know what I'm talking about. But you have to look at the totality and what they've done. And since I've been paying attention, since I've been co-hosting the greatest radio show ever, Republicans have been terrible fiscally, all the way around. I mean, when you have this whole election integrity issue, hiring of Gabelman to millions of dollars. I mean, they're still dealing with stuff with the courts. This investigation isn't even going on anymore. The tab just keeps ticking. When it's OPM, the Republicans don't give a damn. But if it's their donors, you know, what are we going to do about the unions? Well, we're going to divide and conquer. Oh, okay. And he'll give you a lot of money. Oh, here, and what we got? Someone like Senator Ron Johnson. I'm going to push through this pass-through tax change for guys like you. You know, if you're an LLC or an S-Corp, now you get paid. You have to pay a different corporate tax right now instead of personal tax. It's going to save you lots of money. Oh, great. What'd that do for your donors? Saved them hundreds of millions of dollars. And what do those donors do? Specifically, ABC Supply. I think the U-Lines were part of that as well. Well, they went back and kicked like, what, $20 million into Senator Johnson's campaign. It's like a 10% finder's fee. So they get the math, they get how it works, they just don't have the priorities, I think, that a lot of us do. And if they don't, then we should either, number one, convince them, or two, send them packing and get some folks that actually understand and represent and realize that weed isn't the devil's lettuce, that healthcare for everyone is a good thing. Come on, man, if you got to worry about taking your medicine or going to work, you're buying your medicine or going to work, these are real issues. Cut your pills in half, that kind of stuff. Well, come on. We have the ability to address these issues. We have the resources. We're smart folks when we want to put our mind to it. If we're not just all dedicated to the one task of Governor Scott Walker wanting to be president, or I don't know, Robin Voss wanting to try to somehow pacify both the mega extremists and Trump and the regular quote unquote voters, can't do it. What do they say? Can't negotiate with terrorists. Come back, Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate. Republicans now have a well-funded challenger to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin in a crucial battleground race that could decide control of the Senate. Hovde is a multimillionaire who owns a Madison-based real estate company and several banking companies on the West Coast. Now that Wisconsin has new legislative district boundaries, Republicans say they're eager to look ahead. State Representative Tony Kurtz tells Civic Media's Phil Nee that work can begin on the 2024 campaigns.
Our clerks who work so very hard on all our elections, now it gives them time to do what they need to do to marry up their voting precincts with who's going to be in those areas.
Kurtz says he doesn't expect a lawsuit to try to delay the new maps from taking effect. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle Lacrosse, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A resolution was adopted last night by the La Crosse School Board to ask district voters to consider consolidating Emerson and Spence Elementary Schools. The referendum will ask to move the two schools into a renovated Hogan Administrative Center. During last night's board meeting, it was said that it's only the first step towards addressing the district's budget issues, and additional closures or consolidation questions could be asked on a referendum. One person is dead and another person is hurt after a crash in Monroe County yesterday morning. The sheriff's office said a Sauk County man was killed when the SUV he was driving went across the center line and hit a tanker truck head-on. The driver of the tanker truck was hurt in the crash as well. The crash happened in the town of Wilton on Highway 71, which was closed for nearly 6 hours due to the crash. It's a busy time of year for high school sports. The girls' state basketball tournament begins tonight, where West Salem and Cochran Fountain City hold top seeds. Next week will be the start of the state boys' basketball tournament as well. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Pop and R&B star Usher revealed last week that he beat out Justin Timberlake in a bidding war to sign Justin Bieber in 2008. The New York Post reports that Usher says he knew Bieber was going to be a big star. Timberlake later revealed that he was actually relieved it didn't work out because he thought Justin Bieber was Miley Cyrus. Seriously, they could be twins. HBO host John Oliver made Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas an offer he will probably refuse. The Huffington Post reports that the host of Last Week Tonight offered Thomas $1 million a year and a $2.5 million luxury coach if he leaves the Supreme Court. The justice has a reputation of accepting lavish gifts from wealthy donors without reporting them. Oliver says Thomas has 30 days to accept his offer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a low in the low 30s with a partly cloudy sky. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, high to the mid-50s. And around 50 degrees with some early clouds Thursday, then sun for the afternoon. Cooling to the upper 30s, but mostly sunny for Friday. Currently 51 degrees.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of Civic Media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the Civic Media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN.
This is the talk you can't ignore, even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocate.
The
Thank you for listening to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. You can give us a call, join the conversation at 844-967-2789. You can, you know, do the manual dial thing, or you can just download the Civic Media app. It's super cool. It gives you all the stations. All you do is click a button. It'll text automatically. It'll call. Oh, I should check those texts. Crudy usually checks the text. He's not here. He'll be back Thursday or Friday, but I swear I'll get to him. I'll get to him. And your calls as well, 844-967-2789. I see you callers holding. Be patient. Want to throw this out there. I'm sorry, Nate, going to need your help on this one. You brought the sound to me, New York Attorney General Tish James. She's ready to seize former President Donald Trump's iconic New York City buildings. If you can't come up with the cash to pay the fine. Oh, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. We have some sound of the AG. Let's hear it, if you would, please. Nate, let's play the first one.
If average New Yorkers went into a bank and submitted false documents, the government would throw the book at them. And the same should be true of former presidents.
And the same is true of former presidents, because they are former. And if a sitting president were to lie on their mortgage application, they should absolutely also be prosecuted. You know, the OLC, I don't buy that. That's never been tested that you can't prosecute a sitting president. But these are new times now. Donald Trump's shown us the way. We need to be able to bring the hammer down on the criminals if they're going to be criming while they're on our dime. But I don't know why this is so difficult, why folks, oh, this is just a witch hunt and all that. I mean, okay, so you believe what the guy says, sure. But think about this practically in your own existence. If you were to, and I just went through this. Everyone knows, Steph and I, you're downsizing, empty nesters, moving out of the house. Dom's not great at cutting the lawn. You know what I mean? I mean, if it's green, it's grass, even if it ain't. I'm downsizing. Gonna make life easier for ourselves. Had to fill out loan docs. You know, don't have that kind of money. Got to take out a loan and do the thing. If I would have put something on the loan that was wrong, it was inaccurate, it was incorrect, it would be fraudulent. And if caught, I would fully expect to be prosecuted some way, somehow. And that's just me on a mortgage app. Now, if you talk about a way of doing business, well, you know, commercial real estate, it's a thing of varies. Okay, yeah, sure. Varies to what degree? I mean, show me the bell curve. You know, one standard deviation, two standard deviations, because a 10,000 square foot condo is not 30,000 square feet, no matter how you slice it and dice it. And that's the most egregious, easiest one. Oh, they said Mar-a-Lago's 18 million. No, they didn't say that. They repeated what someone said at one time, and it's not what they were saying. Certainly, it's worth more than that. And we'll find out if you got to fire sale it to pay the fine. Anyway, I digress. AG Tish Graham, State of New York. Cut number 15, please.
Financial frauds are not victimless crimes. He engaged in this massive amount of fraud, and it wasn't just a simple mistake, a slight oversight. The variations were wildly exaggerated, and the extent of the fraud was staggering.
Staggering. And apparently the judge also agreed. I mean, we're talking about over $400 million with interest. Finally, Tish James, cut number 16.
We are prepared to make sure that the judgment is paid to New Yorkers. And yes, I look at 40 Wall Street each and every day.
Oh man. And you know, the guy did it to himself. I mean, it's not he that's the whole thing. This isn't again, state of New York, folks. Let's separate out. I know a lot of the Trumpsters and Megas out there think that somehow, some way Barack Obama is pulling the strings. Well, maybe he is, because she's black too. Is that what you're thinking, folks? No, state of New York is different than the federal government, right? You understand that, right? These are different cases, they're different jurisdictions. Things are different. Barack Obama. Now I'm talking like the Megas. Joe Biden cannot dip his fingers into the state of New York and tell Tish James to do squat. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't happen. He does not have the authority there. So for all the Megas to conflate these, oh, this is a witch hunt, and oh, this is all Joe Biden's doing. Come on. That doesn't make sense practically, literally, in any way, shape, or form. That's just not accurate. It's just not the way it was. Number two. These very specific crimes, I mean, they're easy, because you can see the paperwork trail. You know what I mean? oh, this is 10,000 square feet over here. Oh, it's 30,000 square feet over here. Well, which is it? Well, it's 10,000 square feet. Okay. So there's an actuality, at least on that portion. Well, you can, I get it. You know, demand goes up and down, circumstances, the economy. You know, I've sold a few properties in my life. And usually, I swear to God, with the exception of this particular close in a couple of weeks in the house that we were in and moving to the condo that we're not in, now I've got my ass handed to me on real estate. Because why? I end up selling at a low market. I mean, you know, peaks and valleys. It sucks. Well, you take your bruise and you go home. You move on. There, I mean, fluctuations do happen. It's not like they don't. I was a licensed commercial real estate broker for a time. I understand the nuances of these kinds of estimations. But that's not what this was. This was a specific effort to defraud, to lower the valuations when it served their purposes, and to increase the valuations when it served their purposes on the same thing. So if you got caught, you got caught. Too bad. Now pony up, pay the fine, and move on if you can. And if not, apparently Tiss James, she's looking at 40 Wall Street each and every day. 844-967-2789. Ben from Illinois. Welcome, Ben. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dom. First time, a long time listener, first time caller to the greatest radio show ever.
Appreciate it.
I first want to appreciate that your guys' call last week with conservative Lou was the funniest call I've ever heard on the Devils. But beyond that, I wanted to know if you want to put it up for discussion, what people's thoughts are on the Ezra Klein. It was like an op-ed in podcast form in the New York Times last week that about the possibility of replacing Biden if they realize that this is not the best way to go. And the response has been so defensive, it's unnecessary. If people actually read the article, he's coming from a totally rational place. We should be doing everything in our power. We just learned from the Ruth Bader Ginsburg episode where she didn't step down when Obama could replace her, and it directly led to Roe being overturned. So, I mean, we have an analogous tragedy or misstep.
If she would have stepped down, she would have been able to be replaced and by Obama, and then we wouldn't have this situation. No, I totally get that. I didn't watch the podcast. I don't listen to the radio, Ben. So what was the position of Ezra Klein specifically?
All right, so we fully agree. He fully lays out that we're supportive of Obama. Again, making the same mistake you just did.
Be careful, man. Meg is listening.
About Biden's presidency and the accomplishments, he got the infrastructure and everything like that. But are we collectively, the Democrat, the anti-Trump coalition, however you want to phrase it, collectively, are we taking it seriously? Like, he's clearly not as sharp as he was, and that's totally normal to be expected at his age. Yes, Trump is almost as old and also declining, and he's crazy and stuff like that. That's all the more reason we should have a contrast with somebody who's totally sharp and on brand. So, I mean, everybody likes what Biden did, and we wish this wasn't the case, but it's the same issue with Ginsburg that, you've done a great job, but this is age. This is reality. We cannot collectively think that this is the best we can do. The problem is the replacement. I'm not as down on, I think if Kamala was able to campaign, I mean, primaries should be put, if Biden agrees to this and decides that it is the best interest of the country to step aside, then we got to push back primaries and filing deadlines. Let's get as many votes as possible in the spring. And then you go to the convention, which was what Ezra Klein ultimate and largely the biggest flaw of his argument is that without more voter input prior to the collection, just coming together on a vice president and president is going to be a little bit tough and anti-democratic. But if you get as much voting as possible in there, it's only February. We're acting like it's May or June and Biden is set in stone. That's not the case at all.
Yeah, I don't know if it's completely comparable in this sense, because of course, RBG was, it's a lifetime position. She just died too soon. You know what I mean? And she didn't retire, and she didn't allow for the appointment of a, you know, quote unquote liberal justice in her stead. You know, this is an election. It's a little bit different, right? It's not appointed. It's not confirmed by the Senate, appointed. But at the end of the day, Ben, I really believe, you know, this is a decision for the president to make. You know, my dad passed away a few years ago, and he was sharp as a whip and heart issues, and boom, dropped dead one day, you know, out of the blue. I mean, I didn't see it coming. He wasn't necessarily a healthy man, but he worked out occasionally, didn't eat great, a little overweight, whatever, but it was still kind of a shock, like bam, all of a sudden dead. So I didn't see that kind of mental issue or that decline. My mother, on the other hand, is alive, and I'm witnessing as I go visit her, the mental decline, that actually mental and physical, that occurs. So when I see someone like Joe Biden at 81, you know, being able to do what he does, even if it's not, you know, to the stamina or the extent or the clarity that we would prefer, I mean, he's still got it. He's got it good enough. And not to defer back to my, I'd vote for Weekend at Bernie's if it was Joe Biden over any of the Republican that they have to offer. I mean, this is not even a no-brainer. But as far as Joe deciding that, or somebody deciding for Joe, I don't think that's going to happen. If Joe makes that determination for himself, and I haven't seen anything. Now, you know, he kind of shuffles occasionally like an old man. He's an old man. I got that. It's not just about Joe. It's also about who the vice president is. Kamala Harris is a very capable person, regardless of what the MAGA will say about her. She can step up and she can lead. It's also about the team, the cabinet, who's the advisors, who's inputting. It's not just one person. Hell, the Republicans will tell you that it's secretly Barack Obama that has his hand up Joe's backside and is, you know, working Joe's mouth like a puppet, if that's what they believe, right? So it's not just, certainly it's vested in the president, but the president has other folks around them. And if there were to be an issue, you know, there are constitutional remedies for an incapacitated president. Hell, we talked about those with the last guy. But I think Stewart said it. Well, you know, these guys are breaking the records for old age, the records that they themselves set the last time around. So I'm hesitant because I'm not ageist, man. You know, we got I think Joe Biden, if I sat down with Joe Biden, I could have a great conversation. Our pal Bill Press comes on every once a month or so. Guy's older than Joe Biden. I'm fine. I mean, Bill's capable. There, I mean, it doesn't matter necessarily. The age thing itself is the number. Now, there are things that can happen, actuarial tables and odds and all those things. And if there's medical issues, which I don't think there are with Joe, there's no white matter on the brain or Alzheimer's or anything. Guy gets older, getting older. So those things happen. Does it shake my confidence in his ability to make good decisions? It does not. Not yet. I haven't seen that. And I would take Joe Biden in less than 100%. Every single day over a guy like Donald Trump at 100%. Even when Donald Trump was at his best, the guy's, it's day and night. So I get, and there's lots of capable people on the bench in the Democratic Party, man. I mean, for real. I think we've got to see some of those during the J6 committee. People of character, people of honor, people that care about what they do, that aren't doing it for themselves or for the money. At some point, if you're not a total freak narcissist, you get your basic demands met, you get your basic needs met, then what are you doing? You're giving it all away for a little more. You're trying to do a little good, quote unquote good, as you define it, as we define it, as self-governing citizens of this world. How do you want it? So I'm at this point, man, it's up to Joe. I'm not going to put that on Joe, and I'm not going to suggest that he do that. I think I'm going to put my faith in the fact that Joe knows he's old. So does everyone around him. If Joe, he can't do the job, then I'll put my faith in Joe to make that determination and step aside. But if he can do the job, he thinks he can, then I'll support him. Support us. What do you think? 844-967-2789.
Eagle 1490 AM. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you have cabin fever, Crafty may be good for what ails you. 29 Pines Hotel and Convention Center in Eau Claire is hosting nonstop crafting classes and a whole lot of laughing and relaxing March 1st through the 3rd. Oh, and did I mention door prizes? Yell it with me. Bingo! It's friendly competition at the Knights of Columbus on Pump House Road in Chippewa Falls. Doors at 4, bingo at 7 every Friday through the end of May. Food and fun, too. If you're under 18, you can still play if you are with an adult. La la la, get your voice ready to sing. Read poetry, provide some comedy for Open Mic Tuesday at The Plus on Barstow Street in Eau Claire. Free, open to all ages and talents. Stop in any Tuesday night from 7 to 10. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got stuff to say, hit us up right now on the lines at 844-967-2789. Callers, I see you there. Be patient. Nate, going to need your help, I guess, on this topic of old age. apparently, Meg is really, really mad at Nikki Haley. According to the Raw story, Nikki Haley has no intention of leaving the race for president, and in a speech on Tuesday proclaimed that former president Donald Trump, who is currently beating her overwhelmingly in polls for the nomination, is in cognitive decline. We have some sound of Nikki Haley. Let's just hear what she had to say and why Meg is so upset about it. Nate, if you would, let's start with the top clip. Number one, Nikki Haley not going anywhere.
I refuse to quit. South Carolina will vote on Saturday. But on Sunday, I'll still be running for president. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, they don't like that. Nikki Haley not dropping out. Cut two, please.
Some of you, perhaps a few of you in the media, came here today to see if I'm dropping out of the race. Well, I'm not.
Don't they all say that? You know, we're taking this to a convention. And then like 3 days later, they drop out. But, you know, give her the benefit of the doubt, I guess. What do you want for politicians? Nikki Haley, but she's getting the mega all mad today. Play cut three, please, Nate.
Instead of focusing on how to make America stronger tomorrow, some people want to know if I'm going to cave today.
She's not caving. Cut four, please.
The argument is familiar. They say I haven't won a state, that my path to victory is slim. They point to the primary polls and say I'm only delaying the inevitable. Why keep fighting?
Why keep fighting, Nate? Why, Nate? Why keep fighting? She should kiss the ring. Cut five.
I'm not afraid to say the hard truth out loud. I feel no need to kiss the ring. I have no fear of Trump's retribution.
And she goes on to say, we've all heard the calls for me to drop out. We all know where they're coming from. The political elite, the party bosses, the cheerleaders, and the commentator world. Is that us? She insisted she wasn't going anywhere and later in the speech laid out why. We're talking about the most demanding job in human history. You don't give it to someone who's got risk of dementia. Ouch. And so Mega goes on to claim that, you know, they got some dirt on Haley and why haven't they dropped it yet? Yada, yada. That piece in the Raw story. I think it goes to the issue, the conversation that we're having here with regard to the age. I mean, Nikki Haley's playing on it. I mean, she's maybe addressing it a little too softly. I'm sure if this was Joe Biden and she was the Republican presidential candidate, she'd be being much more specific and vitriolic about it. But she's gently addressing it, and Meg is going nuts. 844-967-2789. Go nuts for the Devil's Advocates, Rico from Rock County. You're up. Welcome, Rico. What do you got today?
Hey, Dom. Hey, just enjoying another night of my demo. You know, I guess Democratic low info night. You know, I'm just another low info voter. I'm kind of happy. You know what? The Dems, we will take those low info voters, because we at least, you know, have a chance of filling them up a little bit. And our buddy from earlier, the guy, you know what? We'll take the low info. And you can have all the wrong and false info voters you want, okay? I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to get along, Dom. I'm turning over a new leaf. You know, I'm just trying to do what I can, you know, keep it friendly here, you know? So, you know, that's all I'm saying. You know, you can have, you can, because you know what? I don't even want to talk to those guys anymore. When I'm going out this year, knocking on doors and talking to people, those guys there, you can have them. I'm not even going to waste my time with them, but you give me somebody that really doesn't get into politics, ain't got a lot of info, and I got a chance at filling him up at least, because, well, oh God, I don't even need to go there, do I? You know, there's no hope with these guys. I mean, the Kool-Aid, intravenously dripped Kool-Aid mad darts. I mean, there's no, don't even waste your time with those people. They are so far gone. I was going to be nice.
Totally failed, man. I mean, you started out so good and then you couldn't help yourself. But I get it. I mean, listen, the term low information voter. Number one, who knows everything, right? Number two, if define that for me. Are you a voter that's concerned about, you know, marginal tax rates or the ability to, I don't know, if your daughter gets raped, that she can go have an abortion if she chooses? You know, I mean, they're low information. It's a relative term. And to your point, Rico, I would rather have a low information voter than a wrong information voter. Donald Trump did not get the election stolen from him. Fact. I mean, hell, we got the 10 fraudulent electors in the state of Wisconsin settling their civil case, stating that fact, that they engaged in this effort to overturn it. They were wrong in doing so. You know what I'm saying? You can't take bleach. You cannot ingest bleach to kill the COVID. You know what I'm saying? Those things are not right. And those are the kinds of things that Donald Trump was out there pushing. So define for me what a low information voter is. And I'll tell you probably literally 90% of the people in this world, because who's got the time to research every freaking topic and get a beat on every position and come up with your own analysis of everything? No one's got that kind of time unless you're a commentator on the greatest radio show ever. Wisco Paul, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Megas, they're always mad about everything. Anything that, you know, is against Trumpster there. And I'm not worried about Biden's age or anything, because you got Kamala, that she'll do okay as the president. So, you know, you just got to go. Right now, it's Trump against Biden. Biden will beat him. And if something does happen to him, you just jump to Kamala. Hey, one quick thing for you, Dom. Do you think the Republicans will do a lawsuit against the new map? And have a great day.
Hey, Paulie, thank you. Do I think that Republican or their legal proxies will challenge the maps that Governor Tony Evers signed that they passed? Yes, I would take it. It's a close one. I'd take that action. But, Paulie, I've lost bets before. I mean, I'm a Lions fan. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out. Stick around. Busted Pretzels coming up next. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll see you tomorrow.
Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin
without the yelling and screaming.
These are real conversations about things that affect you. This is Eagle 1490.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. New York Attorney General Letitia James says Donald Trump will pay, even if he can't come up